You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Made it to another Friday. It is Friday morning, February the 21st, 2025. Quarter century into the 21st century. Can you believe that?
Jeez, it's crazy.
Right now in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, 1 degree below zero with no wind chill. Because the winds are calm. I'm actually going to look outside here. Yeah. Got some trees right outside the windows here at our studios. Very calm. Some blue skies. A little bit of sunshine. Nice start here this weekend. And we are getting closer and closer to that warm-up we've been hearing about. We'll get the details on the weather for the weekend and that warm-up. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be joining us at 8:21 this morning. Also coming up this morning at 8:34, Mike Clemens, our Civic Media sports reporter, he'll be with us telling us about everything that is going on in the world of sports. 9:06 this morning, a special guest, Joseph Finnegan. He is the director of the D.C. Everest High School Band and Orchestra, and he's going to let us know about a fundraising gala coming up for the band that is going to fund a trip to Ireland. D.C. Everest Band is going to Ireland. So we're going to hear about that coming up at 9:06. And then at 9:21 this morning, we'll be joined by Paul Micklick, as he does on Fridays. Well, and then finally, of course, our final segment of the day, our daily history lesson, including a look at some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. Also, we'll be talking about some of the celebrity birthdays, special events going on today, and of course, our number for the day quiz. And the person we do the number for the day quiz with is our in-studio engineer and in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Jen. It's definitely been an interesting week for the number of the day. Not interesting in a good way, I'm
going to
say.
Yeah. It is a situation where history could be made today, and not in a good way.
Nope.
Because we've been doing this for about, I would say, probably more than a year now, around a year, more than a year. I can't remember. Time just has no meaning these days.
It's been a while.
But each day, we give Ian three choices when it comes to the number for the day quiz, one of which is correct, two of which are incorrect. So based on the math, he should get one out of three right, 33%.
And math has not been in my favor the last couple weeks, though.
And over the time of this, I don't know what you call it, competition, but for the most part, you've had passing grades much more often than failing grades.
That's true.
Two out of five right is always a passing grade. Anything less than that is a failing grade. Mm-hmm. And we also like to have you get a winning week, three out of five, more right than wrong. your best ever week, 4 out of 5. In fact, just in the past month, you had 4 out of 5 correct. Almost had a perfect week. You made it all the way to Friday.
I was so close.
So close is right. And then, of course, the last 2 weeks, you've kind of hit the skids.
Yeah, I've only gotten
1 out of 5 and one out of 5.
2 weeks in a row. So something is wrong with me.
And then, of course, you thought,
it's not the math.
You thought we'd turn it around this week. You're 0-4 this week.
I am. And you're right. I should have gotten the Wednesday one right. Because you were surprised I got that one wrong because I was overthinking it.
I almost threw in a choice that was so obviously wrong. I thought, you know, it was going to make it easier. But
we had stuck with a sunflower question from yesterday as the actual number of the day. Well, then I would have at least 1 out of 4. But unfortunately, the sunflowers in North Dakota was just a practice question. I got it right, though. I didn't get the actual number.
Yeah, it's like being good on the practice range on the golf course. Your dad knows about that. And then going onto the golf course and hooking it out of bounds on the first tee.
Well, I've had experiences with that. Especially when I was younger, and my dad used to take me and my siblings on the golf course, and we would do the practice range, and I did pretty good on the practice range. But then when you get to the actual golf course, my shots would either go far off in one direction or end up in the forest or a water hazard or just pretty much anywhere except where the hole was. But
all right, coming up in the second hour, as I said, we are having a special guest from DC Everest and their band. So normally during that segment, that's where I ask you whether or not you want to know what the topic is. But since we have that guest, and then, of course, Micklin coming in after that, I think maybe we should tell you and change it up a little bit.
Yeah, get the brainwaves going a little
early. Let's give you the topic right now at the top of the show.
Sounds good.
All right.
What is today's topic?
Our number for the day topic is Girl Scout cookies.
I am a big fan of Girl Scout cookies.
So Girl Scout cookies. So hopefully you'll be able to get that correct today because we do not want history being made. We want being made is when you're 5 for 5, not 0 for 5.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, I got to talk a little bit about last night's hockey game.
How'd it go?
I tell you, it was exciting. And I put a message on my social media last night when I got home that said basically that the game, it was 4-3 in overtime. Wausau West won. It was a thriller.
Close game.
Warriors were down 1-0. Warriors were down 2-1. Warriors were down 3-2. They tied it up, went to overtime, and then 2:35 into the overtime period. 2-on-1 for the Warriors. Beautiful pass from Cade Damrow to his brother, Hendrix Damrow, who put it to the back of the net. And then there was euphoria at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. The team jumped into the boards right in front of the student section. Just an incredible game. Playoff hockey at its best. And just amazing. And I put down at the end of the night that games broadcast like that or why I've never felt like I am missing anything doing high school sports rather than college or the pros. I've said I'm very lucky to have opportunities to do games like that, and it was just fantastic. I mean, it was just awesome. Such a great atmosphere. Place was packed. Incredible effort by Superior. They had obviously a long trek to make it to Wausau last night. They had really a good crowd on hand as well. I mean, when you think about it on a Thursday night,
that's always good to hear.
Yeah, folks have to go to work today and to make a trip that's almost like 4 hours long, maybe 3 hours and 40 minutes or so to get from Superior to Wausau, and for them all to make it here to Marathon Park, and then your team, sometimes you have that long trip and get off the bus and can be difficult. They came out and they played a great game. The Warriors came out and just kept battling and battling and battling. And in the end, they were able to pull it out. I mean, it was goosebumps. It was goosebumps. I mean, it was. And another reason, and I said goosebumps as well here. We had on the program a number of months ago, Ben Heindel. And his wife is part of the softball staff at Wausau West. Mm-hmm. And they have a son, who Emmett Heindel. And he's been battling childhood leukemia for the past, I think it's been more than a year now. And they've been doing special events, and they've been really, putting a spotlight, and people throughout the community have been wrapping their arms around Emmett and the Heindel family. And I saw, before I left last night, I was still at the arena, and on my Facebook, Ben Heindel put a posting on, said, "Tuned in from the hospital with Emmett, just in time to hear the call for the overtime win. Thanks for all you do, Chad. Go Warriors." And it moved me so much to think about Ben and little Emmett in the hospital turning on the radio, wanting to hear how the Warriors were doing, because it's a Wausau West family. Yeah. And to know that they were tuned in and able to listen at the end of the game and to hear the overtime victory, just it gave me goosebumps. It makes me emotional right now to hear that child who is such a bundle of joy and still going through the process. And he's been in the hospital so many different times. Mm-hmm. And to know that they were tuned in was very special. Very, very special. So it was a wonderful, wonderful evening over at Marathon Park. The good news is we get to do it again Tuesday night. So now the Warriors advance to a Division I sectional semifinal. That means they're two wins away from a trip to the state tournament. Nice. Tuesday night will be a tough game. New Richmond will come in. New Richmond is an outstanding team. Saw them earlier in the year. They beat D.C. Everest last night 5-1. So on Tuesday night, New Richmond at Wausau West, we will have the game for you live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 o'clock. We'll tell you more about the other playoff games later on in the program, give you a little sports update. But coming up next, we're going to talk about the weather. If you have some weekend plans, either traveling or outdoors, we'll be joined by Brittany Merlot. How warm is it going to get? We'll find out with Brittany coming up next. Time is 8:18, 1 degree below zero. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, you can join us by going to YouTube.com, go to our WXCO YouTube channel. Again, there's a Civic Media YouTube channel, and there is also a WXCO YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube.com, then go to the 98.9 WXCO channel, subscribe to that, then you'll get notifications when we go on the air. And you can also join us by giving us a call or sending us a text, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. 382-9297 to be with us here on the program. Well, looking outside, another very pleasant start. It's been a very quiet week. Yeah, it's been a chilly week, especially early in the week, but a very quiet week. See the blue sky, see the sun coming up, and a temperature hanging around zero to start things off. But after, again, being chilly for much of the, especially the early part of the week, but even through the middle towards the late part of the week, we have been talking about and expecting a warm-up. And as we get to the weekend, will that warm-up be coming? Well, the person that is always taking a look at the latest maps, taking a look at the latest computer models, digging in deep to give us the proper weather information, it is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlowen. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I wish it was April 1st because I want to joke around and say, oh, the cold's coming back. You know what I mean? But I can't. We're really going to get the warm up. I promise. It's going to come around the corner. But melting some of that snow, which is sad. I don't want the snow to go away.
You want it to be warm. You want it to be warm, but at the same time, not melt the snow, right?
Yes. I want the low 30s. Let's just hover in the low 30s for another 3 weeks, and then we can warm up. Deal?
I'll take that because, again, finally here in the month of February, got some snow on the ground. We had not had snow on the ground and able to, for some people, finally to open up that garage door and haul out the snowmobile and their other winter sports gear. But we're going to get warm enough, as you talked about earlier in the week, where there's going to be significant amount of snow that's going to be melting over the next number of days.
Oh, my tears, too. I'll be crying as this is happening.
Well, those tears are going to melt the snow as well, right?
No. Yeah, they will. Oh, it's just so sad. Okay, so we are going to be climbing above freezing. Maybe on Sunday, we're going to be flirting with that freezing mark. But then we do hit 40 degrees on Monday. We hold the low 40s for Tuesday, Wednesday. Then even Thursday, we look to stay above freezing in the mid-30s before we fall back to the upper 20s for next weekend. So we are looking at snow melting, probably a good half an inch at least per day that we're in the 40s. So it's not all going to go away, but it's already pretty compressed. A lot of that liquid is already left, and we are looking at it becoming a little mushy, sloppy, kind of like mashed potatoes is what I'd suggest is going to be like out there if you're skiing or if you are snowmobiling. I think a lot of the trails that we're going to be closing down on Monday because they want to preserve any snow that they do have. And we're also looking at chances of rain, too. That looks like it moves in Monday night into Tuesday morning and then flips over to some snow as well. So a wintry mix comes with this warmth. We could see some freezing drizzle on Sunday night. And then, like I mentioned, Monday night is rain flipping to snow for our Tuesday morning. So both, to start off next week, both mornings are going to be slippery. So right. It's not the best. I don't like winter warm-ups.
Well, that means we know you always take advantage of the weekends. How are you going to take advantage of this weekend?
Oh, I'm 100% going to be snowmobiling if I can find a sled to rent. I don't own one anymore. I used to back in the day, but not anymore. So putting that money into the local businesses, the local areas, that's what I want to do this weekend. And if I can't find a snowmobile to rent, I am definitely going to be cross-country skiing, so something outdoors. Because this is comfortable temperatures. I mean, highs tomorrow will be in the upper 20s, highs on Sunday, mid-30s. We've got that. We can go outside and play.
You know, I think Civic Media should have a branded snowmobile for you just to take around the state. How about that?
I would be everywhere. I would be so happy. I'd be the happiest Civic Media
there
employee.
There you go. You could take the weather on the snowmobile trails every winter. I think
Storm Chase snowmobile.
There you go. Exactly right. We're going to have to start that process up, but it sounds like, and again, you better find that snowmobile. I bet you people will be lining up to allow you to rent a snowmobile. Come on.
Oh, thank you. I hope. Yeah, fingers crossed.
But it should be a great weekend. What are the details for our weekend forecast?
All right, so today's highs in the low 20s. It'll be breezy out there. And then tomorrow we pop to the upper 20s, partly sunny still. We will see more clouds on Sunday becoming cloudy. Highs will climb above freezing. A little bit of fog is possible. We'll reach the mid-30s. And then Monday, 40 degrees out there with that wintry mix on the back doorstep as well.
All righty then. So, yep, I mean, after being below zero wind chills for much of the week, our blood has got thick again. It's going to feel like, again, it's going to be springtime with those kind of temperatures.
I wonder if I'll start sweating or glistening.
I wouldn't be surprised. But, hey, I hope you get out there, enjoy some snowmobiling and other winter activities. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you on Monday.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us every weekday morning at 8:21 here on the program. Right now in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, fair skies 1 degree below zero. The winds are calm. Dew point of 4 degrees below zero. Relative humidity of 87%. The barometer at 30.48 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 8:28. Coming up, we have an information update, news, weather, sports, entertainment, all the information you need at the top and the bottom of every hour. And then after that, we will be joined by Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clements. He'll be joining us after that. Plenty to talk about in Wisconsin sports. So that's straight ahead with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to YouTube.com and then going to the 98.9 WXCO page and watch our video stream as well. And it is Friday morning, and always great to be able to get ready for a big weekend. A lot of sports going on with a chance to catch up with our Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO sports reporter Mike Clements. And Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
There is a lot on the plate here. It was a long break for the Milwaukee Bucks, but they got back into action. And I got to say, that's a pretty darn impressive win against a good Clippers team last night.
Yeah. Yeah, and Kawhi Leonard, too. Remember, you know, he took the Raptors all the way to the promised land just a couple of years ago. Now he's out in L.A. and enjoying living in L.A. and playing for the Clippers. Good team last night. But the Bucks held on to win 116-110 at Fiserv Forum. But no Bobby Portis for the next 25 games. And so this story breaks about 10 o'clock late yesterday.
Right.
25-game suspension for taking an illegal banned substance, according to the NBA. He had an elbow injury. He thought he was taking Toradol, which is a painkiller and anti-inflammation, and he actually took something called Tramadol, which was just added to the list of banned painkillers last spring. You know, he's got this inflammation, he's got some pain in his elbow, so he's got a personal assistant. And a lot of these players, you know, they make enough money to allow that. So every day there's somebody that they can check in, can help out. And the personal assistant's, oh, yeah, oh, here, just take one of these. So he takes it. Well, he ends up testing positive for this. And so, you know, it's an accident. It almost sounds like an episode from Seinfeld, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know, when they're that close in names. And when Doc Rivers held a press conference before the game last night to address this situation, we said, you know, 25 games. I mean, 5 games, you understand.
Yeah.
25 for a mistake like this? Honest mistake. And Doc kind of rolled his eyes like, you know, he's a coach. He can't say much about the league or how frustrated he is with this rule. It's kind of like this happened a while ago, and you know, we're just moving on now. So in other words, yeah, we've been banging on the table about this for weeks or months, but you know, the league came down with their final decision yesterday and put out the statement at 10 a.m. 25 game suspension coming back from the All-Star break. So that means that there's 29 games left, starting with last night in the regular season for the Bucks. So that means Portis will be back with the remaining four games. But and you know, this is Bobby Portis. This is the guy who talked to us Wednesday after practice. And, you know, he was excited about getting back. He's excited to see what some of these new players they've added after the trades, moving on from Chris Middleton, and what they've shown so far in the last couple of games and in you know, Wednesday's practice. And then one guy asked him, said, hey, so you know, there's breaking news this morning that they've charged those seven guys for breaking into your house in Fox Point. And, you know, remember, this is the Bucks player who went on, made a video that went viral and said, listen, you know, somebody broke into my house last night while we were at the game, and they took all my prized possessions. And, you know, please, if you know anything. Well, it turns out this gang of seven gone around the country. I mean, they robbed Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce when the Chiefs were on the road with a game. So they arrested and charged these guys, this national band running around. Doc Rivers told kind of a funny story. He said, you know, this happened to my son Austin. His son Austin, who's out in L.A., played in the NBA. Now he's an analyst. But he said when they had that those break-ins in L.A. where they broke into LeBron James' house and then Taylor Swift, he says, and they broke into my son Austin's house. Like, how did he get on that list? I want to ask the crooks that. So, you know, Bobby Portis says, yeah, I got a call about 7:03 in the morning. I usually get up about 9:30. It was my mom and said, hey, you know, did you see the TV? You know, they caught those guys. They're going to charge him. Like, oh, wow. So that's what we find out. Next day, 25-game suspension. And the Journal Sentinel says this morning that that could cost him $150,000 a night,
yep,
or $2.8 million over the next 25 games of lost income. Wow.
Real quick, the first thing I think you hit it, you really described it well, because the first time you hear it, you think, you're going to suspend him for more than a quarter of the season? It must have been really, really bad. And everything that I've been able to read, it just sounds like it was a mistake. It just sounds like, as you said, it was something that is new in the books and that the NBA is kind of going down hard on him because it's new and trying to maybe set an example so others don't do it in the future. I mean, well, it seems unfair.
At the end of the day, between the information that was released immediately, because obviously, like you know, Doc Rivers said, this has been going on a while. You know, the agent had a prepared statement if you know this thing was going to go this way. But essentially, he's got a personal assistant, not a guy who works for the team, who probably wasn't up on that latest list and found out. You know, we've taken this in the past. Everything's it's been on the approved list. Well, this got banned last spring. You need to update your list. And well, so he thought he was giving him something that was still on the okay list,
right,
of painkillers and inflammatories to use.
Tonight, the Wiz. And obviously, normally you go to Washington, who's been struggling not just this year for a number of years. It's just, it's one of those games where you sometimes wonder, hey, sometimes the Bucks seem to have these issues getting up for these kind of games. I imagine that won't be a problem tonight with seeing Chris Middleton on the other side.
I suppose, you know, Bucks just played last night, and then they get on the plane afterwards, and maybe they sleep till noon or 1 today in the team hotel in Washington. But they play the Wizards, you know, last-place team in the Eastern Conference. I think they're up to maybe 10 wins for the season. But, you know, their old buddy Chris Middleton, he was taken off the injury list last night, so he's expected to be out there. And Giannis was joking around like, oh, I'm going to block his shot. I'm going to be in his face. I'm going to have fun with this. So, but yeah, it's a game that the Bucks should win, that they need to bank. Now, you know, last night, how about Taurean Prince? You know,
yeah,
all these guys that they've picked up along the way, and some of the three-point shots that he was hitting in crucial situations last night against, you know, a good Clippers team. And then, you know, Brooke Lopez coming up with, you know, key block shots in that final minute last night to get that 116-110 win at home last night against L.A.
You're going to have to be balanced. I mean, in order to beat good teams, I mean, yes, you could get Dame or Giannis getting 45, but often that's not a recipe for wins. Last night was a balance, and it really was a great recipe, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, well, it's, you know, and Kyle Kuz. They're already chanting him. That guy's, did you see the half-court shot he made at the end of the first quarter? My gosh. So, you know, they traded their oldest player and a couple of their youngest prospects, if you will, from the drafts the last couple of years. And they traded them away, two or three of those, for one or two guys with about 5 years' experience, and which says, yeah, we're making a run now. And that's these two or three guys that they've added now since the trade deadline to help out this team. Guys with a little bit more experience and perhaps coming into the prime of their careers. How good they are, you know, we'll find out. But it's been impressive so far as how they've grown. Now they've got themselves 28 games after tonight to be tournament ready.
Again, we're talking to Mike Clemens, our 98.9 WXCO and Civic Media sports reporter. Almost time for March Madness, and plenty of reason to be excited with the number 16 ranked team in the country here in Wisconsin with the Marquette Golden Eagles. And then, of course, all the way up to number 11 again, the Wisconsin Badgers, and both have big conference games coming up either tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, Golden Eagles were ranked in the top 10 and then 11th, and they got bumped down to 16 because they lost two or three in a row. But they're back at work tonight. They're going to be on the road at Villanova against the Wildcats. You know, Cam Jones has been pretty much their leading scorer for most of the season, the guy that you know that they really put the spotlight on. But Shaka Smart, I thought, had an interesting comment after their win the other night when he talked about this Stevie Mitchell, who's really come on, a guy who he remembers when he, you know, had a chance to get out there in a game as a freshman and just showed this spark. And he was inexperienced, didn't quite know what he was doing out there. But they love using him. He's now in his senior year, and he's become effective as too as a scorer. So that's helped out Smart and the Golden Eagles as they, you know, position themselves. And then for the Badgers, Mike, you know, Greg Gard. Did you see them the other night? I couldn't help think to myself, when they beat Illinois, and I was surprised. I had forgotten that Illinois had beaten the Badgers in men's basketball 9 games in a row.
Oh, I forgot that too.
That snapped a streak with that Badgers win the other night. And, you know, you just saw the Badgers at home, but bringing the ball down and moving around and taking shots from the three-point line and hitting them. And, I mean, they kind of look like NBA players. And I thought, just think, you know, 10 years ago, this is not Bo Bryan's team anymore, right?
Right.
Where you're passing and trying to get into the paint. These guys are passing around and looking for the open shot from behind the three-point line, and they're hitting. They're hitting. And so Greg Gard has transformed that program and he's, you know, brought in some pretty good players that seem to excel. They've bought into the program. They're following his instructions. And they're scoring, you know, 90, 93, 95 points a night. It's different-looking kind of Badger basketball, but that's also not why they're ranked 11th in the nation. They're going to host the Oregon Ducks tomorrow. That tip-off time is 11 a.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Ducks, they're not ranked, but they're 19-8. I was surfing around the other night. They beat the Hawkeyes in Iowa 80-78. So that's going to be a pretty a tough out tomorrow for the Badgers.
Also this week, Wisconsin's athletic department and athletic director, Chris McIntosh, announced that one-year extensions for a number of head coaches, but it caught the attention of folks that after a really rough year on the gridiron, that Luke Fickell got a little bump and also another year on the contract. But standard operating procedure, but at the same time, still noticeable, right?
Yeah, the headline in the Wisconsin State Journal was said routine pay raise, but it's like pay raise for Luke Fickell. The football team, they were 5-7 last year. They missed the bowl games for the first time in 22 years. Why are we giving this guy a raise? Well, you know, it's the Board of Regents. It was, and as you say, like Kelly Sheffield, the hockey coach, they had four coaches that coached their fall programs. You know, their day for review was up, and the Board of Regents pretty much just gave him all the rubber stamp. But for Fickell, he gets another year added to his extension. He's like through 31 now, yep, or 32. He gets $100,000 more a year. So he's up to $7.7 million. $7.7 million as the head football coach of the Badgers. And, you know, you're in an era where you're hearing about all these budget cuts and people losing their jobs. You know, it's like, you know, and you're going to have to pay these players, yeah, too. Like, where is this money coming from? And so at the end of the day, it's the fact is it Fickell, you know what, you know, when you're in this portal era, you have to keep in mind that these players and their agents now, is that coach going to be around,
right,
for the next 4 years? So, you know, that's the show that you have to, you know, put out there. And at the end of the day, if they got rid of him, it's like in 2 years, some of the back-end money would be less than what the university would be on the hook for, I guess.
And finally, I saw this week in The Athletic and on CBSSports.com, I found it ironic, national media kind of focusing on Mark Antanasio and basically calling him cheap.
Well, here's the deal. You know, Mark Antanasio, it's media day out there in spring training, and I've got my buddies from the media down there covering the Brewers, and Mark Antanasio comes out, and they say, hey, you won the division last year with Pat Murphy. You know, what are your expectations for this year? And he says, you know, we're here to entertain the baseball fans in Milwaukee, and the young players know if they excel here, they can go on to, you know, bigger and better things, just like Willie Adames. And it's like, wait a minute, what about World Series, you know? And it's like, you just described a minor league team. And so I think some of the guys rightfully are questioning, where is the direction of this franchise?
Yep, and basically if there is a slip back, because the Brewers have not done a whole lot during the offseason, don't point at Murphy, don't point at the GM, Arnold, point at the owner.
Right.
Hey, Mike, thanks again for all the info. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you, Chad.
That's our Mike Clemens, again, joins us every week here on the program. 8:49 is the time. More to come here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Life is so strange. When you don't know, how can you tell where you're going to? You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change.
Chad Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 8:52 here on this Friday morning. Yep, end of the work week, heading towards the weekend. Mentioned earlier, exciting game last night right here on 98.9 WXCO. Boys hockey regional final, Wausau West defeating Superior 4-3 in overtime. So up next for the Warriors on Tuesday night, they will take on New Richmond in a sectional semifinal at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. Another game that will be broadcast right here on WXCO. New Richmond ended DC Everest season last night, winning by a score of 5-1. Also last night in that sectional, Division 1, sectional number 1, massive, massive, massive upset. Stevens Point had been the number 1 ranked team in the state the entire season. They went 24-0 in the regular season. And then in their first playoff game, they lost to 8th-seeded Chippewa Falls 4-1 last night at the KB Willett Ice Arena. Just, again, a huge upset. So Chippewa Falls moves on to take on Eau Claire Memorial in the other sectional semifinal in that section. Eau Claire Memorial upset Hudson last night by a score of 3-1. In Division II, Mosinee, they win. They defeated Medford by a score of 9-1. So up next for Mosinee will be Lakeland, who defeated Shawano-Bondiwell by a score of 9-2. Mosinee will host Lakeland coming up in a Division II sectional semifinal coming up on Tuesday as well. Other playoff hockey results, Tomahawk in D2 defeated Rhinelander 9-0. It was North and Pines edging Antigo 6-5. So Tomahawk and Pines will meet in a sectional semifinal as well. Girls hockey regional final last night. Wisconsin Valley Union defeated North and Pines by a score of 4-2. That means Wisconsin Valley Union will take on the Central Wisconsin Storm in a sectional semifinal coming up on Tuesday night at the Green Heck Turner Fieldhouse. That game, 7 p.m. Tuesday. Wisconsin Valley Union, number 4 seed. Central Wisconsin Storm, number 1 seed in that sectional. Also in a sectional semifinal in that section, it will be Hayward and Superior. Superior had a bye, and Hayward defeated Medford last night by a score of 15-0. High school boys basketball last night. Newman Cardinals fell to Lakeland by a score of 64-50. Cardinals will be back in action in the Marrowwood Conference South on Monday, playing host to Assumption, a game that we will have Monday evening right here on 98.9 WXCO, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Also last night, Athens lost to Port Edwards in boys hoops 58-54, and Rib Lake defeated Tomahawk 63-25. Girls basketball last evening, Auburndale defeated Marathon 43-30 in a Marrowwood Conference South Division game. Also in the Marrowwood South, Newman Catholic lost to Edgar by a score of 60-30. In the Wisconsin Valley Conference, it was Wisconsin Rapids defeating DC Everest 51-33. Wittenberg Burnhamwood finished up a perfect regular season. The Whitburn Chargers, 24 wins, no losses. They defeated Iola Scandinavia last night 61-19. It was Marshfield over Merrill 88-41 in girls hoops. Tomahawk lost to Medford 50-30. Also last night, it was Assumption over Stratford 68-47. Assumption finishes the regular season 23 wins and one loss. Also last evening, it was Rib Lake over Phillips 51-41. Coming up tonight, we will have high school boys basketball. I will be heading to Wisconsin Rapids. Jeff Gress will join me for the play-by-play as the Marathon Red Raiders will be taking on the Assumption Royals. We'll be at Assumption High School tonight. Pre-game show will start at 7 p.m. and the opening tip at 7:15. That will be broadcast live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, Marathon High School Boys Basketball tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on WXCO. Well, we got a big hour coming up, one more hour to go before we put the wraps on another week. Coming up after an information update at the top of the hour, we'll be talking about a really special opportunity for some high school students. DC Everest Band will be heading off to Ireland, and they will be having a special gala fundraiser coming up. So we'll get the details on this trip and on the fundraiser coming up just after our information update. And then we'll be joined for our weekly visit with Paul Mickley coming up after that at 9:21. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.